So you have a Doctor Strange script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Great, I'm really excited about this one. I actually already have some actors interested.
Oh yeah? Who?
Benedict Cumberbatch, Chiwetel Ejiofor, and Mads Mikkelsen.
Are those the names of people?
Yeah.
It sounds like you punched a keyboard.
No, they're people.
If you say so.
So what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna meet Doctor Strange, and he's like a super rich surgeon that walks around like, boy, it sure is good to have hands that work.
And what's his character like?
He's like a Tony Stark type, but without the charm or the humor.
So just an unlikable jerk, then?
Very much so.
Does he have any redeeming qualities?
No, he's just a jerk.
Gotcha.
So anyway, he's gonna crash his fancy car because he was checking his phone, and that's gonna lead to the whole plot of the movie.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful message for kids and teens.
Yeah, that's true. You shouldn't use your phone while driving.
But if you do, you'll get to become a superhero.
Oh, no, that's not really what I...
You'll get to join the Avengers and become a wizard.
I'm not really going for that message, though.
Just be mean to everyone and drive recklessly. You'll learn magic.
Okay, so anyway, the accident is gonna mess up his hands, and so he's gonna become even more unlikable.
Okay.
So then this guy tells him about these people that helped him heal himself spiritually. So Doctor Strange is like, awesome.
That does sound awesome.
So Doctor Strange goes to see these people and they're like, we can help you heal yourself. And he's like, you guys are some goddamn liars up in here.
Kinda did a 180 on that one.
Yeah, and this dude Mordo is like, forget everything you know.
And then Doctor Strange forgets how to breathe and he dies?
No, that doesn't happen.
Okay, so he doesn't forget everything.
No, he remembers how to breathe.
Say that then.
Okay, so anyway, then this character called the Ancient One punches a ghost out of his chest and then sends him into an iTunes visualizer.
So then he believes in all the stuff. Wow.
And then characters are gonna explain magic to him for about an hour.
And is there a bad guy in this movie?
Yeah, there's this evil sorcerer named Cassilius.
Oh, an evil sorcerer, like Voldemort.
No, he's nothing like Voldemort.
Oh.
No, he's just a super powerful magical antagonist with a weird name that went to the same school of witchcraft and wizardry as the protagonist and has an intense obsession with immortality.
That sounds like Voldemort.
No, this guy has a nose.
Oh, he has a nose. Okay, that doesn't sound like Voldemort at all. Voldemort doesn't have a nose.
There you go.
So what's this guy's plan?
Well, he wants to open the dark dimension and let in this evil being named Dormammu.
Okay.
So he steals some pages from this magic book that let him do that.
Why doesn't he just take the whole book?
Well, he just needs those pages.
Right, but doesn't stealing those specific pages let the good guys know exactly what his plan is?
It does.
Huh.
Also, Doctor Strange is gonna use the rest of the book to learn exactly how to save the day.
So he really should have taken the whole book.
Yeah, or like made photocopies of the pages he needed.
This guy's pretty dumb.
He's not the brightest.
But are there gonna be some cool fight scenes?
Oh yeah, mind-blowing fight scenes. It's gonna be like some raccoons in bathrobes are chasing Doctor Strange through a kaleidoscope.
Very cool, but I mean, this guy's super powerful. It's gonna be hard for Doctor Strange to fight him.
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
How so?
Well, as he's fighting him, he suddenly gets some help from a cape.
Oh, capes are tight.
Yeah, this is a cool cape with a feisty personality.
So does this cape help him fight throughout the rest of the movie?
Well, it's gonna help him in that scene, and then we're mostly gonna forget about it, and he'll just kinda wear it.
Fair enough.
Also, Doctor Strange is gonna get stabbed.
Uh-oh, is it bad?
It's bad enough that he's gonna die on an operating table.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but then he's gonna get zapped with a defibrillator that's gonna 100% cure him.
Must be a pretty good defibrillator.
Yeah, I mean, it completely fixes a fatal stab wound, so I'd say it's pretty good.
So how does the movie end?
Well, Doctor Strange is gonna go see Dormammu and be like, Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
Okay.
And then he's gonna be like, Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
Right.
And then he's gonna be like, Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
Then what does he say?
Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
And then?
Well, I don't know the script by heart.
Right, of course.
But essentially, he traps Dormammu in a time loop until Dormammu decides to leave.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So now Doctor Strange can use the time thing to fix all the problems in the MCU.
No, he can't.
Why not?
Because of vague consequences.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah, it is. Maybe.
So about this Ancient One.
Yeah?
What's that character like in the comics, just so I know for casting?
The Ancient One is like this wise old Tibetan monk.
Oh, okay, I know just who to get.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Tilda Swinton, she'd be perfect.
That's not at all what I described.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone's gonna mind. Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch. If this is the first one you see, there are a lot more on the channel, so check those out. And let me know in the comments section what other movies I should make pitches for. You can like, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends. Thanks for watching. Check back soon for a new pitch.